Storm Lake Radio, proud to bring you more state tournament basketball here on a Tuesday from Des Moines, Wells Fargo Arena, Pocahontas area, Clear Lake. Getting together now with Coach Robert Mask. You and I get together, actually, it's Friday, February 27th when we pre-record this due to your weekend plans and what's going on Tuesday and with me being down in Des Moines on Monday. All that aside, Coach, congratulations to your girls. Your regional final probably seems like forever ago, but you guys are back in Des Moines, and I'm sure pretty pumped up.
It's been wonderful. Kids are extremely excited. Coaching staff's really happy with the amount of work and effort everybody's put in on the court, and the community support is wonderful.
You know, you talk about the kids. I want to go to the younger kids that you deal with on a daily basis at the elementary school there in Pomeroy. These little kids got wide eyes. I bet they're looking up to you, Coach, and I bet it's been a ton of fun.
It's been exciting. You know, you walk down the hallways, you're getting high fives, you're getting hugs, you're getting congratulations. And then there's the kids that didn't know, you know, that haven't been to a game before, that are asking questions. And it's a lot of fun to see the excitement mm-hmm. and the wonder with basketball, because, you know, I deal with kids that are kindergarten through sixth grade, and so those little ones haven't really been introduced to mm-hmm. the game of basketball before, but they know it's exciting. They know it's an exciting time, and they want to be a part of, you know, talking about it. And we actually, on our trip down to state, the team is stopping here, doing a little pep rally with the kids, and it'll be an exciting time.
Cool. Very nice. A lot of school spirit, no doubt about that. And, Coach, your team stormed through the regional. I mean, you win by 49, you won by 33, then you beat Roland Story in the regional final at Webster City, 72-33. Just kind of guide us through the regional tournament and how well your team performed.
You know, I give a lot of credit to that complete focus by the girls. It has been amazing day in and day out. You know, even the regional final, we win the regional final. It is a lot of fun. The kids are coming back happy. We walk into the gym for the next practice, and it's down to business. And it's not something that has to be reminded. It's just something that they have a driving force to be successful, want more, and get better. And I can tell it's very clear to the girls that one huge hurdle or goal was to make state, but by no means are their goals complete.
Yeah, I believe that. And I bet these goals were maybe set as soon as that buzzer sounded last year with a gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching loss to Hull Western Christian. Take us through what's happened with you and the program and these players since that loss last season.
Well, as much as it hurts to lose in a regional final, I thought the fact that we went out and we competed against Hull Western Christian and I thought gave them everything they could handle in a game. It motivated it, and it brought a renewed confidence in our girls, who were already seeing what type of ball players they could play like. And you could see that through the progression of last year, how we strengthened, and we lost some key pieces from last year. But rather than using it as an excuse, the girls came in this summer and they bust their butt all summer, working hard. You know, the beginning of the summer, we had our hiccups and we had our bumps as a team in terms of getting gelling and playing well as a group. But we were able to keep at it, and we came into the season. I felt still a little bit unsure on some things, and as the season has gone on, the girls have just continued to respond. We lost to Newell right after Christmas, and it wasn't down in the dumps feeling. It was okay, let's take this and let's build on it, because we don't want that to happen again.
And you haven't lost since that ball game, and it brings us to the state tournament this week in Des Moines, Pocahontas area versus Clear Lake. We'll get Coach Mask's comments on the first round opponent for the Indians right after this short timeout on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com. Opportunity right now to continue our conversation with Pokey coach Robert Mask, who has his team at state. First trip for the Indians since 2005. And I look back in the good old days, some might say, but from the year of 1961 through 1970, There were 5 state tournament appearances during that decade for Pocahontas area. So basketball's been alive and well and certainly rejuvenated now, as you mentioned before the break, with the school spirit. And what Ryan Thompson told me, Coach, your regional final crowd was unbelievable, is what he said.
If you've ever had the pleasure to be in the Webster City Gym, which is a magnificent facility, it's large, it is state-of-the-art, it is beautiful, and our crowd was packed in on that side. And to do that, I've never seen it that full before. And the turnout, the amount of time ahead of the game, we had people arriving. It shows the enthusiasm and level of excitement within the community. The community has been wonderful. We couldn't be where we are right now without the support of our family, the community, our friends. And it's you can't say enough about that. But this Saturday night was wonderful. It was really terrific.
And by the time you play, I bet it feels like forever since you guys played that regional final by the time Tuesday at 5 o'clock rolls around.
You know, it's kind of different having 8-9 days to prepare. You can only look at so much film before you feel like you know Clear Lake extremely well. But, you know, we go into this game the same that we did every other game this year, and that is take care of ourselves. Go out and play as hard as we can, set the tempo, trust each other offensively and defensively, and stay the course. And when we do that, we play extremely well together.
Coach, you're taking on a Clear Lake team that's won 9 straight. What is the scouting report on your first-round opponent?
Well, they have 3 really nice 3-point shooters. They will look to run some screens and run some diversions to get them open. They like to have a lot of movement on their offense. Which, when you're playing good help defense, can generate an open shot outside. You know, we counter that with a lot of speed and athleticism. Our girls do a great job of covering the area really quickly and making a shot that maybe against other teams feels really open, not so open against us.
Well, I'm sure the confidence is at an all-time high. On your side, obviously, you've been playing extremely well.
You know, I do believe that the kids have a ton of confidence. I believe in what we're doing, and I believe that if we continue to day in and day out stay the course with what we're trying to get better at, it only leads to brighter things for our team. If you look at, you know, since I brought this up earlier, since the Newell Fonda loss, I thought it brought a renewed focus to the kids because it helped realize that you can lose on any given night, and that you got to come out and give your best. And I really feel that since that game, the girls have just taken it to another level.
Coach, thank you. I hope you take it to another level in Des Moines this week. Best of luck in the opening round against Clear Lake, and thanks again for the time.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Robert Mask, Pokey Coach. We'll take a break. More in the pregame, including the starting lineups, straight ahead on Mix 101.7 KAYL.